Thank you, Marianne, for the introduction, and thank you for being here. I'm excited to have this opportunity to speak to you today. My presentation, I think, will be just a little bit different in that it's a little bit more programmatic compared to really research-based. I would like to quickly acknowledge my co-authors who are unfortunately unable to be here, but Muzaid Ali, who is from the South Asia Enfants du Monde field office in Bangladesh, Gabriel Rosario from PARI Development Trust in Bangladesh, a local NGO that we work very closely with, Cecilia Capello and Carlos Santorelli from the Secretariat in Geneva, and also Annie Portello from the World Health Organization Department of Maternal, Newborn, Child, and Adolescent Health. They just changed the department, so it's kind of a mouthful now. Today I'm going to be talking about socioeconomic determinants of maternal and newborn health in a specific district in Bangladesh, Netrakona District. And just quickly, I have no relationships to disclose concerning this presentation. So the learning objectives, just briefly, are to identify the various socioeconomic determinants affecting maternal and newborn health in rural Bangladesh, and also to analyze these determinants that may play a role in affecting maternal and newborn health in other developing regions, because they certainly aren't limited to this region and are affecting women in many different places, women and babies. Netrakona District is located in northern Bangladesh on the border belt with India. They have a serious amount of flooding every year, and really for 8 months they have major accessibility problems. It is very difficult to access this district for nearly two-thirds out of the year. So that is problematic. Like many of the northern regions, it's characterized by low socioeconomic status, a great lack of health services, and difficulty reaching health services due to poor infrastructure. And the maternal mortality background, or maternal and newborn health background in Bangladesh, briefly, the most recent estimate, according to the Bangladesh Maternal Mortality and Morbidity Survey conducted in 2009, they estimated a maternal mortality ratio of 194 or over 100,000 live births. So that was a decrease from the estimates that had it nearer to 300 per 100,000 live births. And a newborn mortality rate of 27 per 1,000 live births. We don't have accurate mortality ratios and rates from the intervention district. However, 12% of births take place with a skilled birth attendant, which is very low, even compared to Bangladesh, which, according to the survey I referred to earlier, is about just over a quarter now, which has been a great increase. And only about 7% of women attend even one antenatal care visit, and just over 4% attend four, which is the recommended number of antenatal care visits. So this really shows that there's a lot of potential to tap into to improve maternal and newborn health in this district. So in 2008, Enfants du Monde, working with PARI Development Trust and several other local NGOs, as well as the district Health and Family Planning Department, began implementing a maternal newborn health program based on the WHO framework for working with individuals and families to improve maternal and newborn health. The aim of this framework is to empower communities to improve maternal and newborn health, to really use the resources that they have to improve maternal and newborn health, and to overcome barriers to health services access. A major emphasis is within those aims are to address the underlying causes of maternal and newborn health problems, because clearly there are many contributing factors. And so before implementation, a situation analysis was conducted in 2005 and then a baseline survey in 2008. And really this presentation is from the baseline survey, essentially, and that included both qualitative and quantitative methods. The quantitative methods included surveys with women either pregnant or having recently given birth, husbands of women with these characteristics or influential family members, and also various focus groups with both these groups and then community leaders and health workers. So those were some of the methods. So the first socioeconomic determinant I would like to talk about is poverty. And I think everyone here probably knows that poverty is bad for your health. We know that just in general. And in Netrakona district, they have a very high level of poverty even compared to other rural areas in Bangladesh. So you can see that the data from the first two indicators are from the Bangladesh Household Income and Expenditure Survey, and the data from the intervention area are from the baseline survey. So that's why the dates are different. However, you can see perhaps there has been some improvement since 2008. However, at that point, 88% of the population had a monthly income less than 30% less than the rural average income in Bangladesh, which really shows the level of poverty. Also, only less than 10% of households have access to electricity. And you can see that in Netrakona district, there's a much greater percentage of houses using poorer quality materials to build their houses. So that also shows the level of poverty. And so in addition to poverty just being a general negative force for health, there are some very tangible ways in which it affects maternal and newborn health in this district. First of all, families have a difficult time affording health services. Not only do they have to have the funds to pay for the services, but also to pay for the transportation to reach the services, and this represents a great burden for families. And when they're making this decision, they certainly weigh the choice between going to the health facility versus using traditional services. And for example, with a traditional birth attendant, the practice is that the payment is a small gift, and so this is much easier for families. Also, families rarely save for pregnancy, for birth and potential emergencies. So when they do recognize complications and decide to seek care, they have to go try to solicit friends and family to secure the funds. And this greatly exacerbates the delay and actually reaching services once the decision has been made. In addition, overwhelmingly families and women, they knew that women needed to improve their diet during pregnancy. They knew what foods they should be eating. They knew that they needed to increase their caloric intake. However, they expressed that it was very difficult for them to do this because they don't have the resources. And as a result, there are very high rates of anemia and malnutrition. That they expressed. Next, I want to talk about power as a socioeconomic determinant of maternal and newborn health in this district. Like Bangladesh, the status of women tends to be low in Netrakona district, and while there are various factors that contribute to this, certainly the low levels of women's education and income-generating activities contributes. So first, you can see that that very few women have received very much education in this district. Nearly 60% of women are illiterate. And not only does this contribute to the low status of women, but various research has shown that low education is an independent risk factor for poor maternal and newborn health outcomes in both developed and developing countries. And then specifically in Bangladesh, they found that women completing secondary education, at least secondary education, were 3.1 times more likely to seek maternal and newborn health services and facilities when they recognized complications. And then with women's occupation, you can see that the vast majority of women perform household chores as their primary activity. And this is problematic in that this is less valued work in this district. Compared to income-generating activities outside the home. And women tend to be economically dependent on men and have little say in how the economic assets are used. And so they really have to rely on male members of the household to make the decision to seek and pay for maternal and newborn health services. Social status contributes in many ways. First of all, early marriage is a major problem in this district. It is very typical for women, for girls as young as 13 to marry here. And this, families knew they express that it's better for a girl to wait to get married till she's older. However, families expressed fearing that the girl would become pregnant and this would contribute to other problems within the household. And also, the girls are also often viewed as an extra mouth to feed as they will not contribute economically to the family. So families are eager to have them move to another family. Inevitably, early marriage leads to early childbearing, which we know is much riskier than when women wait to give birth. In addition, married teens were much more likely to report unwanted and unplanned pregnancies. So this is very problematic. And then I already mentioned before the low decision making in terms of the use of the economic assets of the household economic asset utilization. But in addition, men tend to stay out of maternal and newborn health issues in this district. They really consider them the women's domain. They don't really participate in pregnancy, birth, any of that. And so this is problematic as women are relying on men to make good decisions for them. Also, going back to the poor nutrition problem is that traditionally the women eat after the men have eaten, and so that means that they are left with the leftovers and potentially the less nutritious food. So this certainly contributes again to the malnutrition and the anemia that we see in this district. However, there is a lot of hope for the future, especially with this recent survey that came out. It showed that women's education in Bangladesh has greatly increased, and that women with no education has fallen from nearly half of the population to just under a quarter, and that women completing secondary education or higher has increased from 26% to 45%, which is an exciting development. And certainly these changes take time to move to the more remote areas like Metro Kona District, but it shows a trend that will hopefully reach that area. In addition, community members are really—they have a high awareness of good practices for improving maternal and newborn health, including the importance of delaying marriage for girls and nutrition and other factors, which I mentioned. As a result of the program, the community is becoming more involved in maternal and newborn health, which is very exciting. We have seen many communities work together to overcome especially financial and transportation barriers to health services access. They've organized emergency transportation and emergency funds for maternal and newborn health, which is very exciting. So in conclusion, I just want to leave you with the fact that there are many socioeconomic determinants contributing to substandard maternal and newborn health in the Metro Kona District, and this doesn't even include other cultural factors that may come into play, and that addressing poverty and empowering women is critical to the challenge in improving maternal and newborn health in Metro Kona District here, and I think that we can apply that worldwide as well. Thank you for your attention, and I believe we're saving all questions for the end.
Thank you very much. I was impressed. I hadn't seen those education increases in Bangladesh, but it certainly, among all of the factors you described, explains how Bangladesh is really, their health has been improving overall, remarkably.